Darwin's Malden Primary School has achieved a 10% increase in one term, with the school organising a community bus around the suburbs to ensure that all children can make it to school. Commuting is a primary hindrance for grandparents without their own transportation, and they have to walk long distances in the Northern Territory heat to drop their grandchildren to school. School buses facilities has food and spare uniforms to support vulnerable communities and creates a community experience for the students and their carers. Malden Primary School Principal Ali Brady shares the primary hurdles to a high attendance rate faced by the school. Ms. Ansari talked to the school's principal, Ali Brady.
Even though we're urban in the Northern Territory, we are actually a really tight-knit community. So we started by asking and talking to community about what it is that is the hindrance to attendance. It's certainly not devaluing education, so we're all on that we know that it's really, really important for our kids to come to school. But there are lots of hindrances. The most common was transport and housing for our families, housing being a little bit inconsistent sometimes, and with lots of different people coming to stay, coming and going. So that was a difficulty. Families are sometimes unsure of how long they're staying housing in our community, or different family members or people coming and staying through with housing, temporary visitors. So when you enrol at school, you may or may not be here for a long term. And then the really basics, such as having shoes to wear to school, having the correct uniform or clothing, or food. Food was huge, food security. You don't want to send your kids to school without lunch. So we really want to capture every single day at school is important. And if it's not our school, where you're living, go to school.
What has the introduction of a bus facility revealed about the structural inequalities in education around the region?
So we've got lots of support with our community. Attendance has always been a real focus for us, but perhaps some of those basics was revealing to us. So that's it's perhaps an assumption that families have got the school bag, the school shoes, a lunchbox and plenty of food to pack their kids off to school every day, and that's not the case. So that's certainly something that we can support with. Most our kids do so well when they're at school, safe, active learning, and we can provide them with food. Transport, sometimes it's being in routine of coming to school every day. So you perhaps if there is some unemployment in the area, that routine of getting up and going to work can look different in our community. So really that reminder and helping with routine.
Considering that staff are spending a lot of unpaid hours on increasing the attendance rate, what can the Department of Education do to support this cause, especially for schools in more remote areas of the state?
We have managed, you know, with our infrastructure here, with the government infrastructure, the school bus that we had, we borrowed from another government department, so that didn't cost us anything. And our attendance being so important, you know, sending our librarian, our front office lady, those connections with community are invaluable. So we're really, really happy to support that.
What are some long-term solutions for the travel constraints faced by those without private transport? Are bus services at a subsidised rate or for free helpful in the long run?
Often not the distance for our school for transport. It's really hot, sticky weather. And if you're caring for a number of younger children, sometimes packing up all the younger siblings, so it's really just helping out and being supportive in that way. The distance for our school, for our families, is actually very minimal. And we have a really good bus system that is subsidised or free. However, it's just aligning with the bus stops with your houses.
The success of achieving a 10% increase in attendance rate leads to much food for thought about how the Department of Education can reach out to those living in more remote areas. Organizations like Rotary have donated food and spare uniforms to children in need, but the school cannot comment on educational policies in the long run. However, a broader grassroots policy change is needed over time.
Ms. Ansari there with that report.